The story of Luke chapter 4 verses 31 through 37. The spirit behind the words. Luke 4, 31 to 37. One day, Jesus was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath. It was a day set apart for worship, and the people were gathered, listening to him teach with authority and power. Now imagine this scene. Everything seems peaceful. Everyone's focused on the word. When suddenly, out of nowhere, a man stands up and begins shouting at the top of his lungs. But it's not just the man speaking. It's an unclean spirit speaking through him. This demon cries out, "Leave us alone." "What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." See, even the demon recognized who Jesus was. But here's the key. Just because the words were true doesn't mean the spirit behind them was right. And the Bible says Jesus immediately rebuked that spirit. He didn't argue. He didn't entertain it. He simply said, "Be quiet and come out of him." Right then, the demon threw the man to the ground, but it could not harm him. Because when Jesus speaks, even the demons have to obey. The whole synagogue was amazed. They said, "What a word this is." For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And news about Jesus spread everywhere in that region. The message. Here's what we can learn. That man was in church, probably a regular attendee, and yet he had an unclean spirit. That tells us something. Just because someone is in church doesn't mean they're of God. And just because something sounds right doesn't mean it comes from the right spirit. The demon spoke the truth. Jesus is the Holy One of God. But the spirit behind the words was unclean. That's why Jesus didn't praise it. He rebuked it. This is why the Bible tells us in 1 John 4:1, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God." And later in Acts 16, Paul did the same thing. There was a slave girl following him around crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God." She was saying the right words, but the wrong spirit was behind it. So Paul turned around and rebuked the demon in Jesus' name. So what's the point? We need discernment. We need to know not only what's being said, but who's saying it and what spirit is speaking through it. Because today, many people don't care where the message comes from. They just want to hear something that sounds spiritual. But Jesus cared about the source. He silenced that demon not because of what it said, but because of where it came from. And that's what he wants us to do too. We must walk in discernment, test the spirit, and use the authority of the name of Jesus Christ to silence anything that is not of God. Closing thought. So next time you hear something that sounds good, even sounds biblical, remember this story. Ask yourself, what spirit is behind those words? Because the Word of God tells us, "My sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow." We don't just need truth. We need truth with the right spirit. And when we walk in that kind of discernment, like Jesus did that day in the synagogue, we can stand in authority and say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, come out."